You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Drug prices are something of a flashpoint topic in recent weeks, thanks to dramatic price hikes, like when Turing Pharmaceuticals jacked up the price of a pill often used by HIV patients and pregnant women from $13.50 to $750 a dose. Well, today, Express Scripts, which purchases drugs for insurers and large employers, says it will work with a different pharmaceutical firm to make a generic version of that same drug for a dollar a pill. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains why this may be a tipping point in drug prices.
Not many Americans take the 50-year-old drug Daraprim, maybe 2,000 people a year. But for those who need it, says Express Scripts Dr. Steve Miller, the price hike was a sock to the jaw.
It's an enormous challenge to cover the medicine.
Turing's move made national headlines and immediately shoved the entire pharmaceutical industry under the microscope. Miller says for decades, insurers and employers have basically had to swallow whatever prices pharma spooned out. What's important about today is that rather than pay that price, Express Scripts sought out a partner to make an alternative drug cheaper.
This is a message to them that the marketplace will respond and will be creative in finding solutions.
University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says perhaps the bigger lesson here is what a little competition can do.
For generic drugs that have experienced price spikes, one easy way to get prices to come down is to simply allow more suppliers into the market.
Express Scripts' action may be a signal to pharma, but industry consultant Adam Fine hopes regulators in Washington are paying attention.
If the FDA clears the 4,000 generic drug applications it has backlogged, then you will see the price of generic drugs drop.
And if that happens, says Fine, then the strategy Turing employed, increasing prices 50-fold, won't be happening much anymore. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.